Thank you very much. I am very conscious that I stand between you and more entertaining activities after this. And so I thought, kind of coming in, that if the question is, can artificial intelligence be regulated, as the regulator, I should probably just say yes and sling my hook. But apparently, at the Royal Society, the motto is nullius in verba, and means don't take essentially anybody's word for it, so don't take mine on that count, but we'll see where we get to this evening. I thought perhaps the best way of illustrating why I believe that AI can be regulated is to talk through what it's like to regulate AI right now. We, of course, at the ICO, sit at the heart of AI regulation, AI being built on data, much of it being personal data. And so the questions of how to regulate AI for us are not new. AI is not new, despite all the media hype and indeed summits over the last year. Therefore, actually, we have a fair bit of experience in how to regulate it and how to get things right. Where we start from the world of data protection law is a very principles-based piece of law that sets out some very sensible things that we should be thinking about when we're processing personal data, which also kind of happened to be, although I'm not going to sort of claim any credit for this, very much the sorts of principles that you'll see in the government's white paper for how AI should be regulated. They talk about questions of fairness and bias. They talk about questions of safety and security. They talk about accountability and redress. They talk about transparency and explainability. And these are all core features of how data protection law already governs AI. Now, I'm not here to try and persuade you, rest assured, before anybody gets too panicked, that data protection law is the answer to how to regulate AI. It is very much just one part of this particular puzzle. And we, of course, are seeing AI appear in so many different regulatory contexts. We are seeing AI used in everywhere from entertainment to financial services, to medicine, and consequently it needs to, as a general purpose technology which is applied in lots and lots of different contexts, needs to be brought into conformance with what our expectations are for those sorts of activities, particularly where they're currently carried out by humans. That means that I hate to break it to anybody who was going to come here and hope that there was going to be some position from me for some sort of single AI regulator, and that would just be a really lovely, simple solution that would cover all of the challenges of how to govern AI. Like all complex problems, the answer is not nearly so simple. The answer, for what it's worth in my view, is actually rather close to what the government has actually set out already in terms of needing to rely on a framework of existing domain-specific regulators, and therefore to having a common set of approaches across those regulators that joins them up, makes sure that we're not creating any issues in terms of conflict between us, but particularly also make sure that there are no major gaps and that we're spotting and acting on those gaps. So where do we as a regulator kind of fit into all this? So I thought I'd give you not quite a day in the life of a regulator, but a year in the life of a regulator, because last year was a fun year to be a regulator of AI. It was quite the joy around a year ago, being sat with my teams, our horizon scanning teams, who were putting out their annual report for 2023 on the biggest technology trends that were going to be important for data protection, and them saying to me, well, we really think that we should put forward generative AI, and me going, nah, no, don't worry about that. The reason, and I do still hold by my reasoning around that, is actually for exactly what I said before. Just as AI is is not new. The problems and the challenges in terms of how to govern it are not always new. And in many respects, for us as a data protection regulator, generative AI was simply another form of AI, another set of challenges for us to respond with our standards toolkit to, to make sure that we were getting things right. We already have very comprehensive guidance on how organizations where they are developing or deploying AI should be building in those core principles in the first instance. And we were quite quick to respond as winter turned to spring, setting out key guidance to the market on the sorts of things that we thought people should be taking note of, our 8 top tips for developers and deployers of generative AI. And then following through come summertime with innovation advice service, which was kind of aptly launched at that point in time, where we started to get through an awful lot of questions. Right, I'm planning on doing this sort of thing in my organization. How do we go about complying? At the same time, though, we had to do some of the harder side of being the regulator. We had to start to issue warnings to the market, because some of what we were seeing in our scrutiny of the market was some firms who were not taking their existing regulatory requirements very seriously here. We advised firms that we would be knocking on organizations' doors, particularly those organizations that are developing the most powerful models that sit at the very top of the food chain. And we would be looking at their data protection impact assessments to make sure that in the rush to realize commercial opportunity here, we were seeing firms take their obligations seriously and were really embedding privacy by design. Following that, in October of this last year, we set out our announcement that we were taking enforcement action against Snap Inc. In respect of their My AI chatbot online, a generative AI chatbot that was widely being used by children, where we had concerns that the privacy risk had not been mitigated appropriately. That's, I hasten to add, for the lawyers in the room, that is a provisional enforcement notice. We're receiving representations. We've not taken a final decision in that regard. But I hope that gives you some assurance that this is an area where we are taking things very seriously. So what does kind of the future hold for us as an AI regulator then in this space? I'd say two things. One is we really need to focus on that challenge around recognizing we're not the only AI regulator by far in this space. And so we are going to need to join up with others. We're going to need to work very carefully, whether it's at a policy level. We've committed with the Competition and Markets Authority to putting out a joint statement on how we are going to regulate foundation models together. Putting together also a package of support through the Digital Regulation Cooperation Forum, our AI and digital hub, which will provide that same sort of rapid response support to innovators who have questions around how the law applies, straight, just as we do at the minute as an individual regulator. So that's the sort of challenge that comes for us in terms of the join up. The challenge also comes with responding to the pace. So just like at the start of last year, where my teams were saying to me, okay, we really need to lean into this generative AI trend. My teams are now saying to me, we now need to really lean into personalized large language models. We really need to start thinking about the implications for where you have this being developed in a much more specific way to individuals' own contexts. And we're responding to those. It's a fun time to be an AI regulator. I hope that we can convince you that we're doing a half decent job in this space, and I look forward to the debate.